Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the interesting and storied trumpet man and businessman out of Lugano, Switzerland, Franco Ambrosetti, to kick off this hour of jazz together. That was Lugano Lady off the 2010 CD Sleeping Gypsy. So the jazz was in his family lineage from the word go, or Pam. His father, Flavio Ambrosetti, was an alto saxophonist, bandleader, and bebop pioneer in the European jazz scene in the 1940s. Flavio started doing classical piano for 9 years, then switched to the trumpet at 17, and he self-taught. He made his professional debut in Rome in 1961, then moved to Basel, where he eventually earned a master's degree in economics. From 62 to 66, he played in nearly all of the European festivals, and with the likes of Dexter Gordon, Johnny Griffin, Benny Golson, Woody Shaw, Louis Hayes, Sam Jones, and many others. And it was in 1967 that he made his American debut on stage at the Monterey Jazz Festival with his father's quintet, and that was a good, nice vault for him. During the 80s and 90s, he successfully continued his activity, and it was on TV shows, radio shows, and festivals. For over three decades, he juggled between an intense professional activity in music and his role as an executive in the family business. Two companies producing steel wheels for vehicles and landing gears for airplanes, but he never strayed from the jazz and kept those two worlds mincing fluidly. And during a recent talk via phone in Switzerland, he talked about that creativity.
Because basically, you know, the creativity is very important in both fields, business as well as music. Being creative and having fantasy and being enthusiastic in what you do, both things, that's probably what takes you far. I think I became a better businessman because I was a jazz musician.
Man, Franco is a very cool cat. Great to kick the show off with him. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that embraces all the jazz every single day, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the jazz we have in the best way possible. From Franco's father, Swiss jazz vibraphonist, saxophonist, and engineer, Flavio, here he is with the tune Don't Mention It off the 2007 CD Swingin' Europa 1 as we move on here. Thank you.
very nice talking to you. This is Franco Borzetti. I'm talking to you from Lugano. Great to talk with a local radio, talk about jazz with a competent person. Maybe it happens again. I hope it does.
That was the legendary and storied Belgian and American harmonica cat Toots Thielemans with the tune Big Boy. So Toots was a cat that was also good on the guitar. He had solid whistling skills and composing abilities. His first professional gigs were with Benny Goodman's band when they toured Europe in 49 and 50. He emigrated to the U.S. in 51. He became a citizen in 57. And from 53 to 59, he played with George Shearing, then led his own groups on tours in the U.S. and Europe. Over the years, he touched so many lives, including Franco's, and he spoke about it during our interview.
Because for me it was the easiest thing in the world, and for him, who was from a different generation, he couldn't understand how it could be easy for a kid to sing something so complicated with like Charlie Parker's compositions. And for me it was not complicated at all, because it was what I was listening since I was born.
From another cat that Franco held up very fondly, this is the prolific jazz pianist Kenny Barron with the 2015 tune Slow Grind off the CD Flight Path on this high-flying episode of Neon Jazz Kids. Thank you.
my name is Aaron Tragg. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. I play trumpet and shakuhachi, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was modern-day jazz trumpet cat Aaron Tragg with his take on Tom Waits' tune, Innocent When You Dream, Hang On, St. Christopher, off his 2017 CD, Dirt in the Ground. Over the years, Aaron has been all over the New York City scene as a sturdy pillar of the modern jazz sound and steeped in jazz education. We spoke with him recently at Neon Jazz, and he had some thoughts on the American schooling. Have a listen.
In the States, when I came to new school, it seems like I noticed people had a lot stronger of a background in jazz, but maybe less exposure to different things and more sort of a straight and narrow idea about music sometimes as a result of this really sort of like the music programs in the States, I think, are really strong, but they kind of do one thing really well, you know.
Along with his regular jazz work of originals, he loves Tom Waits and covers him very well on this latest offering. I had to know more about his Tom fascination, and he elaborated.
Tom Waits' music was kind of around my father had some mixtapes, and my brother started listening to it, and I was sharing a room with my brother, so I kind of had, you know, it was just there, and then it sort of just became part of me. I think what really started to build that connection was just, you know, there's a physical quality in his voice that's, I think, very connected thematically. It's almost like the manifestation of his thematic and lyrical contact. His voice embodies that so well. And so I, you know, really growing up, really identified with that content, that sort of way of examining, you know, being heartbroken, or, you know, feeling like, you know, you just can't figure things out or things aren't going well. I mean, these are really common themes in music, but there's a very particular way that Tom Waits does it.
Speaking of the great jazz voice, pianist and actor Thomas Allen Waits, this is the cut, Ice Cream Man, off the 2004 CD, The Early Years, Volume 1, a product you should get as we roll and ramble on here on this Neon Jazz Hour, kids.
If you miss me in the alley, baby, don't you fret. I'll be coming back around, and don't forget, when you're tired and you're hungry, want something cool, you know I got something better than a swimming pool. Cause I'm an ice cream man, and I'm a one man band. And I'm your ice cream man, I'll be good to you. Well, if you see me come, you ain't got no change. Don't worry, baby, it can be arranged. You show me you can smile, honey, just for me. And I'll fix you with a drumstick and I'll do it for free. Cause I'm your ice cream man, and I'm a one man band. And I'm your ice cream man, and I'll be good to you. Man band, and I'm your ice cream man, honey, I'll be good to you. I'm your ice cream man, and I'm a ice cream man. I'm your ice cream man, and I'm your ice cream man, and I'm your ice cream man, and I'm your ice cream man.
Hey, I'm Donnie McCaslin. I live in Brooklyn, New York, but I love Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was a modern-day jazz trumpet cat, Ambrose Akinmusiri, with the song Response off his latest 2017 offering, A Rift in Decorum, live at the Village Vanguard. So this Oakland native shot onto the scene from the word go as a winner of both the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition and the Carmine Caruso International Jazz Trumpet Solo Competition. He got groomed well as a part of the Berklee High School Jazz Ensemble, catching the attention of saxophonist Steve Coleman. He would move on to the Manhattan School of Music, then getting a master's degree at the University of Southern California. Over the years, he's been all over the scene, establishing himself as the present and future oasis of jazz music. And next, this is The Happenings, off the 1966 LP featuring jazz pianist Hank Jones and composer-arranger Oliver Nelson for the Impulse label. This is the Broadwalk Samba as we saunter on down the jazz road, baby.
This is John Bedorn, and this is my daughter, Addie.
Hi.
And we love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Yes, we do.
I was talking to the whippoorwill. He says you got a corny trill. Bob White.
I'm gonna swing tonight.
I was talking to the mockingbird. He says you are the worst he's heard. Bob White,
I'm gonna swing tonight.
Even the owl tells me you're foul, singing those lullaby notes.
Well, he's a bring down, he never could swing down, he ain't got my high notes.
There's a lot of talk about you, Bob.
Yes?
They're saying you're off the car.
Why, that's heresy, I'll sue.
Fake it.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. B.
Here I go.
Take it. Follow me, Bob White.
We're gonna break it up tonight.
hears the wire from the whippoorwill.
You mean my old friend
Bill? He says that you have got a mellow trill.
Oh, 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 yes, I have.
Bob what?
Oh,
we're in the groove tonight.
Now here's another from the mockingbird.
What does he have to say?
That you're the best he's heard.
Oh, that's too absurd.
Bob what?
Oh,
we really saw the light.
Even the owl threw in a towel after you sang staccato.
And the flamingo hollered for jingo. What a vibrato!
Now the consensus of opinion is,
what is the consensus is?
That you're a solid whiz.
Yes I is.
Sing on, Mr. B.
I'm gonna swing on merrily.
Bob White.
We really broke it up tonight, Bob.
That was the jazz voice originally out of Kansas City, Connie Boswell, featuring Bing Crosby with the tune Bob White off the 25 classics circa 1932-42. So after being born in KC, she was raised in New Orleans with her sisters, Martha and Helvetia, and she performed in the 1930s as the Boswell sisters. They hit it big, and that was the vault into the world of music that she needed. From the cool jazz drum cat and a friend of the show off his latest offering in Praise of Shadows, this is the great Peter Erskine with his new trio, and this is the tune Smile, next on this happy hour of jazz, kids.
Thank you. Hey gang, this is Peter Erskine, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the New York City organist Brian Charette leading his group Current, reimagining the traditional organ trio with the very cool and distinct jazz sound. That was the 2017 song Time Changes. And from there, we go into the classic Miles Davis Quintet with Around Midnight off the LP Walkin', an hour with the Miles Davis Quintet. And what a great hour that is, and this was, and we don't mind if we do. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that has been around for many broadcast miles and miles and miles, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Thank you.
Neon Jazz.